is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. I hope everyone has had a fantastic day. Today, I'm super excited because I get to hang out with some of the coolest people in the world, and we get to touch on a topic that is very near and dear to my heart. Allyship in action, diversity. And I'm super excited because we get to partner with Transitions Optical and Black Eye Care Perspective. And this podcast, this live stream, is in partnership with Transitions Optical. Today's guest is the fabulous and wonderful Patience Cook, who is North America's Director of Marketing, and the lovely Dr. Essence Johnson, who is the Chief Visionary Officer of Black Eye Care Perspective. How are you ladies doing today?
Good evening.
Yeah, doing well.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for hanging out with me. Before we get started, I always like to dive a little deeper and get to know my guests. So, Patience, I would love to start with you. If you don't mind just, you know, telling us about your background, your story, where you're from, how you got in eye care. Let's learn a little bit more about you, if you don't mind, Patience.
Sure. Yes. Thanks, Dr. Glover. Thanks for having me on here. My name is Patience Cook, and like Dr. Glover said, I'm responsible for North America marketing at Transitions Optical. I've been there for about 15 years, and I focus on the consumer activation piece, so all of the communications, advertising with consumers, as well as working business to business with our partners. I've been in Tampa, in the Tampa area, for all of that time, as well as a couple more years. But before that, I grew up in Jacksonville, Florida, so I'm a Florida girl since I was one. And before Transitions, I worked at Publix supermarket. So really love the branding side of things, love brand building. And from a personal note, I'm married and I have two kids. I have a 21-year-old who is in college studying psychology and music performance, and an 8-year-old who is in third grade and loves to dance. So we also have a cat named Felix.
I love it. And one cool thing that I like to always tell people when we're talking about you, Patience, is just you have such a kind heart. You have a giving heart. I mean, you know, I've been friends with you probably for about 4 or 5 years since I became a Transitions change agent. And, you know, that relationship is just not, you know, as a change agent, but, you know, it's on different social media platforms and in person. And I feel like you can reach out to me whenever you want and I can do the same. And the one thing that I really loved when I first met you was when we became friends on Facebook, I just saw how much you gave to all these different organizations. You just naturally have a kind heart, and it shows the work that you do day in and day out, and you put your money where your mouth is. So I just wanted to really put that out there because, you guys, this is a very special show today. We have some incredible women on the show that are doing some powerful things in optometry. So tune in and be prepared to really take notes and see how you can change this industry. So thank you, Patience, for joining us this evening. Dr. Johnson, please share more about your background, where you're from, and a fun fact as well, if you don't mind.
So hello, everyone. I am Dr. Essence Johnson, an HBCU-made residency-trained community and correctional health optometrist here in the Dallas, Texas area. I am also the Chief Visionary Officer of Black Eye Care Perspective and one of the co-founders and co-advisors to the Black Eye Care Perspective Pre-Optometry Club, where we are currently redefining the color of the eye care industry 1% at a time by creating that pipeline for Black students and optometrists into the industry. I too am married and I have two kids. A little bit earlier in this journey, I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. So definitely learning the ropes of what it means to start school. Kindergarten is very challenging nowadays. So it's been a very exciting journey. I'm also a member of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated. So I always like to give them a shout out too as well. So thank you for having us.
Awesome. Awesome. And you know, I got to show Dr. Johnson some love as well. A fun fact about Dr. Johnson and I, most people think that we've, you know, grown to be friends over the last couple of years, but I've actually known Dr. Johnson for probably almost 15 years. We went to the same optometry school. We did a program prior to starting optometry school, and she was a year above me. So she was kind of, you know, that mentor trying to put us on the game on what we needed to do to be successful in optometry school. So again, I'm super excited about this evening because we're really going to have an important conversation. And I'm super excited to have two experts in the industry that really want to see our profession move forward. You know, Dr. Essence Johnson, Patience, let's get started. And let's start with you, Patience. I notice, you know, transitions, they've always been into, you know, really making sure that diversity is a piece of the conversation, especially when it comes to your products, especially when it comes to your team, your organization. So, you know, what made you really be motivated to bring back the advisory board and just, you know, bring a little more life to it and start fresh again? If you don't mind just talking about, you know, where this came from and why you even have a diversity advisory board as well.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I mean, it's part of our values. We have a very longstanding history of focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion. And in fact, we started the diversity advisory board back in 2010. So it was put in place to make sure that we had culturally relevant and also linguistically relevant materials for eye care professionals and the diverse group of patients they serve. So we've been on this decade-long journey. And then in 2020, as we witnessed the really horrific passing of George Floyd and a lot of the outcry that was coming from the Black Lives Matter movement at that time, it really turned my attention and also our company's attention back on the focus of the inequities that still exist in education and healthcare and even in eye care for that matter. So, you know, we realized there was a group, a whole entire group of the population that was feeling left out, and it was a moment for us to step up and pull on what we know and what we really value and demonstrate our values in the community. So, you know, I personally took time to further educate myself, to look at what type of channels I was following, you know, what kind of historical education I was looking at, but also, you know, as a brand, as Transitions, you know, we really listened to see what was happening and tried to assess where and how can we make an impact. And revitalizing the Diversity Advisory Board was really the first way to make sure that we were equipped to do that.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, I love it. And, you know, just being a part of, I consider myself a part of the Transitions family. And, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years, you know, whether it's, you know, speakers at your event, whether it's products, whether it's POP, whether it's commercials, you have really made sure that you've included that diversity piece. I see all walks of life when I look at your products and your POP and things of that nature. So thank you for really, you know, taking the lead in the industry and jumping out there and really having that conversation because it's needed. And I just want to thank you again. You know, one thing that I like to touch while we have both of you on the call today is Dr. Johnson, you are part of this advisory board. And I would love to know, why did you join this advisory board and what are your goals with this advisory board as well?
So, yes, I'm very excited to be a part of the Transition Advisory Board, focusing on diversity. So it has been amazing connecting with so many different people just in our industry and all of the different hats that they wear and just coming together in just a very big, huge think tank and being able to put all of our thoughts and our minds together on how can we affect change in our industry. So definitely just over these last 2 years, I like to say that I took my career off of autopilot and began passionately pursuing my purpose, and joining the advisory board really aligned with the things that I've always wanted to work on and that I'm currently working on. So I'm very excited to just be a part of a team of like-minded people and develop and implement different just programs and initiatives for our industry to help increase representation, equity, and diversity.
Awesome. Awesome. And I know with this board, there's been at least one meeting so far, and I'd love to get your feedback about that meeting, Dr. Johnson, because, you know, there are some boards out there that are just about fluff, and there are some boards out there that's about the real deal. And I happen to sit on this board, and I know Transitions is really about business and making sure that, you know, there is allyship, that it is an action, that there is diversity, that there is equity, that there is inclusion. So, you know, I would love to get your perspective because I can tell you I see it firsthand, but I'd love to, you know, get your perspective of the first meeting and some of the call to actions that took place there as well.
I definitely think that the best word to describe our first meeting is action and activate and acting, everything that kind of goes along with that verb. That is how I felt going into the meeting, leaving the meeting. You felt inspired, you felt invigorated. Just being around just some of the greats, even Dr. Marshall is on that advisory board with us, having diversity. I love working with Dr. Diana as well, and just hearing all of the different points of view was very invigorating, very refreshing. And then it wasn't just a space where we just kind of put our ideas or our thoughts on the table. We start putting together initiatives and putting them into action. So that is what I'm the most excited for, are those things that we have that we're getting ready to put into action.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? This is a live stream. We have a question here. Sharonda is asking, do you have any customers who are transitions that are on the board? Firsthand knowledge is a game changer. I mean, as doctors, we are customers because we practice what we preach. I'm wearing transitions now. Dr. Johnson is, and I'm pretty sure patients is as well. Absolutely. But I want to leave this to patients to answer. Do you have any customers who wear transitions that are on the actual board, or is this more eye care professionals that are a part of this board?
Yeah, as far as actual consumers, you know, we do have one of the individuals, Dr. Mila Ferrer, is coming from the consumer space. So she has a child who is dealing with diabetes. And so she gives us the consumer perspective and what it's like to navigate the healthcare space. She also has transitions lenses and wears them as well. It's one of the things that we really like to do is to understand the actual audience that we're going after, to understand the wearer, that type of thing. And when it comes to diversity, we're also really trying to understand, you know, what is happening and what are all the insights behind how we can make change.
I love it. So let's jump into this. You know, when it comes to representation in eye care, especially for minorities, but in particular, Black representation, there's truly a lack of Black eye care professionals. I mean, there's 2% practicing optometrists that are Black and about, 3% entering into optometry school every year. Transitions has really focused on creating awareness when it comes to recruitment into the eye care profession and really increasing more diversity, but really targeting more Black eye care professionals as well. Mm-hmm. As patients, I would love to get a perspective of why did you want to make this move? Why did you want to make this step? If you could just give us a little more feedback in regards to what were the thoughts behind this.
Sure. Yeah, we spent a lot of time really trying to understand, you know, with the inequities that were happening in the country and the world, what did it mean for eye care? And I know that you were out there with Black Eye Care Perspective talking about the 13% Black population and, you know, the other numbers that you just talked about. But we also took a look at opticianry and Hispanic as well, because I heard the Vision Council talking about it, some of the schools, some of the other companies also talking about optometry. And for transitions, we work closely with optometry because we want that recommendation from the chair. But we also know that part of seeing well is what happens at the optician when the doctor hands off the prescription. It's the equipment that the pair of glasses that the consumer takes home. And so we were curious, is there good representation? And we found that there's a similar issue. 3.8% of opticians are Black and only 3.1% of opticians are Hispanic. So with 16% Hispanic population, you can see that there's also a gap there as well. So, it was an area that we agreed the alignment around, but also we can make a difference. So we really wanted to be able to use our platform, our brand platform, to be able to directly impact change and lasting change.
Yeah, I love it. And you know, the one thing that we have to look at for the world of optometry, we have always pulled students from the same places, from the same schools. So to be able to really take more of a targeted approach and look out of those traditional ways of how we've done business, this is just going to add on to the world of optometry. We need more optometrists. We need more opticians. It's not just a Black, white, purple, green, yellow thing. We need more eye care professionals. Right. But it's just going to help increase that bottom line and allow, the world to have more eye care professionals at their disposal. What I'd like to touch on next is really this partnership, this relationship that Transitions Optical has along with Black Eye Care Perspective. If you don't mind just, deconstructing that, breaking that down a little bit more in detail, because there's a lot of synergy between the two organizations. And I would love for patients to maybe start off with this. And Dr. Johnson, I'd love to get your perspective in regards to why this is a great relationship and why this relationship exists between the two.
Okay, so so your question is really about why does transitions have a relationship with Black Eye Care Perspective?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, as I mentioned before, Black Eye Care Perspective was very clear and very specific in speaking out in 2020 about what were the measurable actions that you were looking for within the industry. You know, I know a lot of companies, you know, we're asking ourselves, what is our role in this? How do we make change? So I really appreciated some of that specific, the 13% campaign, you know, what we were looking for and to be able to address those inequities. But also we've had a longstanding relationship with you, as you've mentioned, Dr. Glover, and we really know and understand the passion that you have and your entrepreneurial behavior and how, you know, if you're focused on something, you're ready to go after it, to figure it out and to be able to move the needle. So really that also, we were like, who is going to be able to get out there and make action? And we really admire some of the work that you've been doing with the historically Black colleges and universities and trying to pull some of these students forward. But also, I do want to mention that personally, some of the conversations that you and I had directly, you know, when I was questioning, how can I be an ally here? How can I advocate within transitions that we should focus here, really challenged me to think about it. And it's great what Eye Care Perspective, Black Eye Care Perspective had already put together so that we could sort of carry that forward as a way that we could dive right in and work closely with you to help achieve those goals that you have.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for your kind words. And, you know, that's one thing that I love about you is that, you know, this wasn't one conversation. This wasn't two conversations. This wasn't three conversations. This was multiple conversations to figure out how can we do this and how can we do this right? And how can we have, you know, effective change? You want to make an impact. You want to make a change. You want to make the profession better. So I really appreciate you just having that perspective and that mindset as well, because these are the mindsets. These are the organizations like Transitions Opticals who we need to partner with in order to really help propel our profession forward. So Dr. Johnson, let's talk a little bit more about, you know, the Black Eye Care Perspective side. You know, it's one thing for, you know, Transitions to team up with Black Eye Care Perspective, but, you know, what are your thoughts in regards to teaming up with Transitions, and how do you see that we can leverage their platform to make effective change as well?
What I love about this mission is how we can unify the messaging and unite on so many fronts. And so it was a very natural when we had conversations with Transitions and when we were asking about, well, what is it, one, how they can help us amplify our voices and get the messaging out on a broader scale, but also to make a large impact where we're going to see sustainable change. But then also knowing that we have you guys as allies and friends in the industry is the part that I think is the most important. When you come out with such a strong mission and a strong message, sometimes at first it starts personal. You know, for us, it's something that we live, that we experienced and are experiencing, and that we see. And our initial wake-up call is when you kind of graduate from optometry school and wake up 10 years later and see that there are many things that have changed, but then there are some things that have stayed the same or that have kind of regressed. And that wake-up call, I think, for all of us at Black Eye Care Perspective was that realization that now we are the doctors that people are coming to visit, to see, to shadow. We are the new generation of mentors and thought leaders and all of those things. And so we wanted to align ourselves with the industry that has given so much to us and be able to bring our mission and our messaging on a larger platform and connect it to those underrepresented areas. And in this case, one of those areas is the historically Black colleges and universities. And we're kind of volunteering ourselves as tribute, so to speak, to be out there out front and in person and being those doctors that we want them to see and also be and become. And Transitions is helping us amplify that message and get into more schools and be more consistently visible of representing not only this need for more Black doctors, but also the need for more people to know about optometry and the eye care industry.
I love it. And let's dive a little deeper. I would love to touch on just some of the initiatives that's taking place. Dr. Johnson, it sounds like you're really starting to get things rolling there. So if you don't mind expanding a little bit on that, and let's just build from there.
Oh, yes. So when we had a conversation with patients, we had a lot of excitement around the historically Black colleges and universities and ways that we can use all of our mutual platforms to get more information to them. So we're currently aligning on an initiative where we're able to start touching some of those schools and really get our message to them in more intimate ways and more consistent ways so that they not only see Black doctors, but they see transitions as the company, the organization, the brand, and the product, that they understand the industry, not only from our functional components that we're doing for them as patients, for them as consumers, but also as future professionals in all of the different areas of the eye care industry that can be career opportunities for them. One of them specifically becoming doctors of optometry, but also hopefully through our partnership and our visibility to them, they'll see that there are many avenues and areas in the eye care industry too, as well, from optometry to opticianry, as well as other employed opportunities within our companies.
I love it. And Dr. Johnson, I know when it comes to sitting in front of these students, one thing that you're very passionate about and why it's very fitting to partner with Transitions is you're big into inclusion when it comes to eyewear. So to be able to have a product that can cater to a community, it's just a match made in heaven. So if you don't mind just maybe even sharing a little bit about that, because I know you're very passionate about inclusion in eyewear in general.
Oh, I am. And we had someone who asked about, you know, are you wearing Transitions lenses? Yes. You can guarantee that almost 100% of all of my glasses have Transitions lenses in it. And working even in community health, you know, it is important that all walks of life understand all aspects of our profession, all of the options to them. You know, the Transitions brand is not targeted to a certain demographic or economic status. It's something that I love to share and a part of. So when patients may have a different point of view about, oh, what type of lens they have, they see me coming in from lunch and into the exam room, and my lenses are going from dark to light, and they're like, what is that? Those are my transition lenses. After they notice the lenses transitioning back, then they're like, whose frame is that? And so, yes, I try to support all areas of our industry, not only as the professional, but also as a patient and a consumer myself. And use that as my own marketing for our industry everywhere I go. And I have definitely started branding myself around the communities. They know at work, they're like, she is the eye doctor because of my lens choices and my frame choices, and just getting that information out there. So that is the part that I extend in all aspects of the profession. Who is the best marketer and advocator for our profession? It's us, the people who are working in the industry. We definitely have to lead by example, because everyone is watching.
Amen. You're preaching to the choir now, so I love it. So that's great. I love the direction, being intentional, getting with the HBCUs. That's a targeted approach, and it makes a big difference. It's a new way of trying to attract more doctors into our profession. But, you know, it's not just optometrists that we need. We also need more opticians and patients. I know you mentioned opticians mm-hmm. earlier. Right. I would love for you to maybe elaborate a little bit more on what other additional initiatives that's taken place with this advisory board and what Transitions has in the works as well.
Sure. Yeah. So in addition to focusing on HBCUs with Black Eye Care Perspective, we have a second initiative that will focus primarily on high school students. So these are students who may not want to, or maybe at the moment they're not able to commit to university or optometry school. So we've partnered with the Pinellas County School District here in Florida and the Tampa Bay area on an optometric assisting program in the career and technical track. So we have a pilot program that will start with 5 high schools that represent 38% Black students and 13% Hispanic students. And it's also in connection with Pinellas Technical College locally here. So basically the students enter the program when they're a junior in high school, and they can achieve an optometric assisting certificate by the time that they graduate high school. So at that point, they're equipped to enter the workforce, or they can pursue opticianry at the local community college, or maybe they're inspired to then pursue an undergraduate degree and then optometry school. But on this initiative, we're really excited about it. It's already kicked off. And I did want to just give a shout out to Arlene Segovia for my team, because, you know, she worked along with me on the strategic focus and how we were going to make a difference with opticianry, but utilized her own personal network. She reached out to the school board locally here and found out that there are already Florida education standards for optometric assisting, and has already pulled on the diversity advisory board as well as a local task force from local labs, retired and current educators and opticians. So we have a whole army of people putting together this education program, and we're super excited about it.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, Arlene, shout out to Arlene. She does an incredible job. You know, I get to work with her on a regular basis when it comes to being a transitions change agent with different challenges and, you know, the Transitions Academy and all that other jazz. Fantastic addition to the team, and she always does amazing work. And that's the type of team members we need. We need folks that are going to think outside of the box, that's going to go into their personal relationships and add value. So, you know, that is fantastic. Now, something that I really want to touch on next is high school students. Why are high school students important when it comes to this initiative? Why target them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a four-year degree isn't required to be able to enter opticianry or to do optometric assisting. And, you know, many of the students are in the underrepresented communities, and they might not be aware that an optical career is within their reach. So the reality is some students just want or need to be able to pursue a paying job immediately after they get out of high school, and cost of college could be unaffordable. So We found that high school students are already exposed to technical careers. There's nursing, automotive, AC repair, computer science. I mean, we have Dell and Honda in the schools here in Florida with other career and technical tracks. So it really made sense for us to create awareness of optical careers at a moment when these high school students are deciding about their future. I mean, a lot of them probably would never even thought of optical, but they're, once they come in as well as opticianry, you know, there's a lot of places that they can go within the industry, you know, whether it's within a company like Transitions or an educator, or maybe they're going to go on and pursue their education after that. So it's really a way that we can focus on creating more equity within the high school community.
I love it. And you hit the nail on the head. It's that awareness, right? It's an entry into eye care. I first got into eye care by selling glasses. And I always tell everyone, the reason why I became an optometrist is because the first person that I sold glasses to, they came back, they picked up their glasses, they put them on, they looked at me, they looked to the left, they looked to the right, they looked at their watch, they looked back at me. And the smile that they put on their face changed me for my entire life. From that point, I told myself, not only do I want to sell glasses, I want to be the one that actually prescribes the prescription for the people that pick up those glasses. So just having that exposure really changed my life. And that was right when I got out of high school. It was that transition between high school and college where I got that exposure when I needed a job. So I'm with you 100%. And I'm glad that this initiative is taking place. And I know the students will love it, because the thing about eye care is that it's amazing. I mean, we help people with the most precious sight known to, or most sense known, most precious sense known to mankind, sight. And to be able to help someone with that every single day, whether you're selling the glasses, whether you're making the glasses, whether you're prescribing from the chair, I mean, that's just priceless. It's an amazing thing to do, and it's a blessing to be able to help someone with sight. Dr. Johnson, I'd love to also pose that question to you. I mean, I know we're focusing on this initiative with transitions for, you know, college students, but, you know, how important is it for high school students to have awareness and learn more about the world of optometry as well?
About building that pipeline. As we mentioned earlier, we know that there is only a small percentage of African-American and Hispanic students that are in either of these industries. And when we look back even at the numbers even further, even if we accepted every student that was interested in opticianry program or optometry program, we still wouldn't make it to 13%. So not only are we trying to increase that representation, we need to increase the awareness so that we have more people that are seeking these professions, and whether one is being a stepping stone to the other, or we're just working together in the ways that we know that we we do, we have to start somewhere. You know, I tell you all the time, if we started at the daycares, that is probably as far back as we need to go. But it definitely makes more sense to start with the high school and the college students, because one oftentimes feeds into the other, but we physically need more in quantity of people that are interested in our professions in the eye care industry so that we can also increase the representation as well.
This is great. This is great. So the next question I have is, you know, what are we going to do with this diversity board that we have, this advisory board? Because you have two great initiatives. How are we going to leverage all these great minds that want to see more diversity? How are we going to leverage these team members to propel these initiatives?
Yeah, we're excited about the way the Diversity Advisory Board looks now. I mean, we have 11 professionals who represent an array of experience in diversity, ophthalmology, optometry, opticianry, as well as that consumer health focus. Five of them have been with us since 2010, and we invited six new, including the two of you. So we're really glad to have you both. But the passion and the really ambition that's there to promote diversity in the optical industry is really exciting. So we're really going to need to count on the board, because there's a lot of expertise that's required to put together both of these programs. When we want to work with you to develop a video that showcases Black optometry and Black opticianry, you know, we need to help you, have you help connect us with the experts that need to be on the film and get to the schools and that type of thing. As you could probably imagine, there's plenty of work to do on this high school technical track curriculum for optometric assisting. But in addition to these two initiatives, you know, in our first meeting, we already heard so many other ideas about what we could do. The board also will help us identify additional industry partners that are aligned with what we're trying to do and where we want to invest. But just actively working with us to develop some of that content to really get the word out and bring the awareness about how amazing this industry would be to join and to work with.
I love it. I love it. Well, I mean, everyone is listening to this all across the world, and they may be asking themselves, what's next? How can I get involved? What can I do? What can I do to make our industry more diverse? Let's hear it. What can we do? What can our colleagues do to help, you know, step the game up to diversity and bring more equity and inclusion in eye care? Because we can't do it alone. We have an amazing board, but as a whole, we have to do this as a family, as, you know, as colleagues to really help elevate diversity in eye care. So my question to you two is, what's next? What can everyone do to help take it to the next level when it comes to diversity in eye care?
Sure, I can jump in here. Yeah, I can jump in here. You know, I've really been inspired by the work that you all are doing, but I also see, you know, the NOA, the Vision Council, with what Terrence Lachran has been doing. And I know he's still very actively involved there with New England College of Optometry. There's so many, and some of the partners that we work directly with and sell to. I know that we have a similar vision, so it would be great to continue to connect and find ways that I know we're trying to do a little piece and make a change, you know, at transitions and working with the board. But once we start to, we're all trying to achieve the same thing and move those actions forward, the more we can come together and support each other on this mission, we really can create a better industry for all of us. So yeah, I'm happy to any group that wants to reach out. I'd love to connect and talk more about how we can join forces together.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Patience. Dr. Johnson, you're up. Let's hear about it.
No, I definitely agree. On a large organizational scale, let's continue to unite and just unify our messaging, implement, activate, and do. I think each of us as an individual, I always like to say I practice and preach optometry. So you have to do that in every aspect of your life. And that is the piece that I love about the advisory board, is we have amazing minds, but also, like Patience alluded to with Arlene, we have amazing networks too as well. You'd be amazed, you know, your circle of influence. So I just encourage our colleagues, our community support, our allies, you know, connect and reach out to your networks. When you see a student there, mention optometry, mention opticianry to them. You know, the way that we get more students in the pipeline is that each of us echoing it. I want it to get normal to the point where, one, I don't always hear, I've never seen a Black doctor. And I want to start hearing people say, I've heard about optometry. I've heard about opticianry. We need to just keep talking it up, keep sharing it everywhere we are. Our exam rooms are an easy place, but everywhere I go, if I see someone with glasses, you're making a recommendation about transitions. If I see a young student and, like patients said, they're in high school and they don't know where to go, hey, have you considered opticianry? You know, that is a skill that you can make a whole career out of. I am amazed, you know, by Terrence and our other friends in that space on what they do, and just the opportunities are just endless and amazing, from designing, creating, selling, fitting. There's just so many things. So I think the more that we just get that message out to the community, we will see just the numbers change, the mentality change, the narrative change. So I'm just very, very excited for that. I will say, you know, next Tuesday, we are hosting our second annual Impact HBCU event. And that is an opportunity for each of us to invite friends, invite students, invite community partners that can see these different messages and want to align with the eye care industry on increasing our awareness and our representation, amplifying our voices. This is an opportunity for students, yes, at the historically Black colleges and universities, but for students and families everywhere, just to see more about optometry, but to also potentially see doctors that they personally identify with. So I definitely encourage everyone to invite a person to Impact HBCU. The registration is at blackeyecareperspective.com, and it's free. It's virtual. It will be available to watch afterwards too as well, but always showing up live is best.
Awesome. Well, I love it. Well, this has been great this evening. I just want to say thank you so much, Patience. Thank you so much, Dr. Johnson, for hanging out with me on the Defocus Media platform. The work that you two are doing is really impactful. I can't wait to see the results, you know, 5-10 years down the road. We know it's going to take some time, but it starts with today. And I just want to say thank you so much for all the work that you have done. And let's continue to grow together and build an amazing profession. Thank you so much. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Make sure you tune in for Impact HBCU. If you have any questions or any comments and you want to help out in regards to these various initiatives that Transitions Optical and Black Eye Care Perspective are partnering in, just reach out to me or Patience or Dr. Johnson, and we'll get an answer to you. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic day. And until next time, stay healthy, peace, and positive. Talk to you later. Peace. All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you named it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.